This is Akashwani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on measures undertaken by the government to combat spam calls and SMS. The participants are Satyanarayan Gupta, former Principal Advisor, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor.
Every day, all of us receive spam calls and SMSs from telemarketers and other entities. This unwanted communication is not only annoying, but many times it also involves fraud and scams. The government has taken several measures to tackle this problem. What are these measures? How effective they've been since their implementation? And what more needs to be done? To discuss these issues, I'm now joined by Mr. Satyanarayan Gupta, former Principal Advisor, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India. Mr. Gupta, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anubha.
Mr. Gupta, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, or TRAI, issued directions in August this year to combat the problem of spam calls and messages. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, these directions were issued in August and then they were reiterated in November also by giving some extension so that they become applicable from 1st of December this year. And the main direction given there was one, that all the operators like service providers have to register all their information about their clients, about their users on what is called a blockchain, a distributed ledger technology. Those directions actually have been in the force for many years now, but in a different manner with a different, let us say, mandate or the strictness. But the August 24 directions were very, very severe one, very, very, you can say, strict one. And they were issued in consultation with the service providers as well as the principal entities on whose behalf these telemarketers are doing. So there were three parts of the direction. One was for any telemarketing kind of calls, what we also call unsolicited calls, you have to use not these 9-8 or 10-digit series, but a series starting with 140. So the operators were told that you will allot these 140 series to the telemarketer so that the receiver knows that it is for a telemarketer purpose. It is not a normal 10-digit number. In addition to that, all the service providers have been directed to put all their subscriber information, the bulk user information, on what is called a blockchain or a distributed ledger technology so that the data can be shared, data can be analyzed, and the origination of a call or a message can also be ascertained when required. In addition to that, they were told that you will be white labeling all your principal entity, what they call PE, that means the people on whose behalf the telemarketers work actually. So they were to be white labeled, that means they were to be named so that when a call is coming to a user or a message is coming to a user, he knows it is telemarketer because the series will be 140. And from whom it is coming, not the telemarketer, but supplier of the material, though it is done by a telemarketer, and they also have to be registered. And then there was also mandate for use of artificial intelligence, for using some templates also, so that which are clearly unsolicited calls, so those can also be filtered out, and those who are coming from unregistered telemarketers, they can be scrubbed or filtered out or blocked. So these are the instructions which have been reiterated time to time and now with a very strict order in consultation with the service provider themselves, because they have been doing. They have been doing in bits and pieces. They have been doing at their own speed till now. And half of the job is already been done, actually. Yes. And now they had committed that they will complete end-to-end supply of the information through the distributed ledger technology blockchain so that the calls can be traced. their origin can also be ascertained, and from where they are coming, that can also be done. And it should be routed through registered telemarketer, RTM. So all these things are the part of the various directions and directives which have been given in phases in time-to-time manner, who have to be complied with before 30th of November. That means 2 days from now.
One of the key measures in TRAI's new rules is message traceability, which telecom companies were mandated to follow from the 1st of this month. Can you tell us a little more about this feature and how does it further shield or protect the consumers?
Oh, yes. This origination of a call or a message is called traceability. Traceability means it should actually be able to trace its origin, that from where it is coming, and then its name or number or white label has to be displayed there.
Right.
So even if that is not displayed, the traceability will help whenever there is a complaint, whenever there is a fraud, to find out from which number it the call had come, who is owning that number, and that time where the entity who has given that call was there actually. The location, the origination, the ownership of that number, means KYC kind of thing. All these information have been mandated to be put on the blockchain, which is a basically a shared ledger where the information can be shared among the operators, among the licensor and regulator and service providers, and even law enforcement agencies when they want to do it. Because sometimes in case of fraud, in case of complaints, they have to know actually where the culprit was at that time, what was its location, which phone he used, who was the owner of that SIM card or that phone. So that is what we mean by traceability.
Before we continue this discussion, let me share with our listeners that following the decisive steps taken by TRAI, there has been a significant progress in reducing complaints and enhancing message traceability. Consumer complaints about spam calls decreased by 20%, dropping from 1.89 lakhs in August to 1.51 lakhs in October 2024. Mr. Gupta, telemarketers are also getting savvy. They are using newer techniques and technologies. They are resorting to automated systems to evade the new regulations. How can this be tackled? Is using artificial intelligence one of the ways in which this can be tackled?
Yes, there are two technologies which have been mandated. One, you have put rightly, is artificial intelligence. A lot of work can be done by artificial intelligence for using a template, for also comparing and some keywords, and then it can be found out, yes, this is either a spam call or it is a fraud call. But that is not 100% foolproof. For making it 100% foolproof, the regulator have also mandated the use of other technology, which I mentioned, the blockchain, and that have done its job actually. In fact, what you have mentioned is 20% reduction, but in case of messages, it is 50% reduction actually. Those unsolicited messages or messages which are resulting into frauds and all that are already reduced by 50%. And operators themselves have told that they will be doing end-to-end compliance of the TRAI directives till now by end of this month. And to control this, work is not done by telemarketer. Whatever they do, actually the direction is not to the telemarketers. Direction is to the operators, to the service providers. And they can block everything. So whatever telemarketer does, actually telemarketer is also using the resources of these operators. So these operators can put a filter. They can put it on the blockchain. So the blockchain will be coming, which is a platform, a distributed ledger technology platform, which will be coming between the telemarketer and the operator's network, actually. Because telemarketer also, when he makes a call or send a message, he uses the resource, the number series given to him, and that number series have to be routed through the operator network. So in between, this blockchain platform is used where all kind of information is there, whether a telemarketer is registered or not, on whose behalf he's working, what is the principal entity, all that. So, yes, they are also innovative. They can use a technology which can basically try to bypass the regulation or the directive. But same is not true for the operators. They are cooperating. They want to do what the regulator have told them. So once they do that, then whatever telemarketer do, that will not be effective.
Right. Over the last few months, we have seen a rise in cases of digital arrests, with innocent people falling victim to fraudsters and losing big amounts of money. Even Prime Minister Modi addressed this issue in his last Mann Ki Baat program. So what is digital arrest and how can we protect ourselves from it?
Oh yeah, digital arrest, it is basically our own, let us say, mentality, our own greed or our own, let us say, ignorance, that we get trapped actually. We get attracted to something which is you will be getting very good return or you will make money in a very fast manner. And that is what we call greed. It is a mentality part of the user. So users have to be educated that they should not fall in such traps.
Last month, the government launched a new spam tracking system that can detect and block spam international calls that display Indian numbers as the caller ID. Now, whether it is this particular system or, you know, other steps, such as the steps that have been suggested, you know, putting higher tariffs for calls and SMSs beyond a certain limit, or a separate number series that you mentioned, what more needs to be done? Are these measures that have been taken sufficient, or what more can be done to help in building a safe digital space?
Oh yeah, these instructions, directives are more than sufficient, provided they are implemented in their letter and spirit, which is the now ongoing work on behalf of operators. Earlier, initially, yes, there was some resistance because there is big numbers, big data, actually, billions of numbers, and their data, their information have to put on a data ledger. There is a storage cost. There is a handling cost. There is use of AI. So there are a lot of costs involved. The complexity is in the numbers, actually. Lot of numbers. But now we have come almost there. The operators are cooperating with the regulator when everything will be put on what they call blockchain. And all aspects of artificial intelligence will be used by the operators, by the regulator, and now by the government. So it is a composite effort, or what I'll call all-out efforts by all the stakeholders, government, regulator, service providers. Then actually it will succeed. As I mentioned, about 50% it has already succeeded, but we will succeed fully.
Apart from the government taking steps to raise awareness against spam calls and messages, what can the consumers do to be rid of them and keep themselves safe?
Yeah, that is what I told, that they also have to be aware of such calls and they should not get incited by these lucrative messages, offers or actions. So that is there. So it is like keeping yourself safe, actually. Whatever government is doing, whatever operators are doing, regulators are doing, in addition to that, you also have to be careful. You also have to do your part, actually, not to be greedy, not to be fooled by such kind of promises or such kind of offer. So you also have to play your role. That is called self-help kind of thing. So self-help also is very, very important here.
Mr. Gupta, thank you so much for speaking with Akashvani on this very important issue.
Thank you for this opportunity.
You were listening to a discussion on measures undertaken by the government to combat spam calls and SMS. The participants were Satyanarayan Gupta, former Principal Advisor, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, and Anubha Rothke, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.